Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's us, and we're back.
It is episode 72 of Catnaps and Cognac.
All right. Episode 72.
Woo!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
We are your hosts. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Dee Dee. And if you are a return listener, thank you so much for coming back and listening to our random ramblings and foolishness. And if you are a first-time listener, thank you for joining us, and we hope that you will go back and listen to the other 71 episodes. Not in one day, because you couldn't do that in one day.
It'd be impossible.
It'd be impossible for you to listen to all of them in one day. So you have, like, a nice week of shows to listen to. If you listen to, like, at least, you know, 9 or 10 per day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of listening.
That is a lot of listening. But we would appreciate it so much.
Yes, we definitely would. So, how are you, Ari?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm not too bad as well. How was your 4th of July?
It was rainy.
Yeah. Boo.
How was yours?
Actually, I mean, it was rainy, but I was with friends, so it made up for it. And I was in Rockaway. Because a friend of mine lives there, and we went to this place called Rockaway Taco. And the tacos there are so good, and I have to give a shout-out to Tamika. I am Kimmy's sister. She was the one who told us about it. And we went, and the tacos were amazing. Amazing. Wow. So good. Honestly, I was gonna say that it was the best taco I've ever tasted. However, I went home and recreated the tacos the next day, and my tacos were the best tacos I've ever tasted in my life.
So what did you do with your tacos real quick?
I got, well, the one that I got from Rockaway Taco was the chorizo taco, and it was so amazing. So I was like, I want tacos. I can't get back to Rockaway Taco. I'm going to make my own. So I got some chorizo from the store, and I also got some ground beef, and just mixed it up, made my own quote-unquote taco seasoning by using ground up garlic, ground up onion, and some chili seasoning. Put that on there, in there with the chorizo and the ground beef, fried it up. And then I made my own guacamole, my own spicy guacamole, which was with some red onions, Hass avocado, tomato, and lime. And then I just enjoyed my tacos. They were so good. Like, I was just like, oh my God. Like, these tacos are delicious, honey. And they were better than Rockaway tacos. So, however, I would encourage anyone who can make it to Rockaway Taco to do so, because they're only open seasonally. So they're open, like, in the warm months. So at, like, the end of, you know, September, they're going to be closed. So if you can get there, because the tacos are good. And they're not expensive. It was, like, $3.50, but it was $3.50 for the chorizo taco, but it was chorizo, and it also had guacamole, and it was a fairly sizable taco. And then the other thing that I had was, it was something called a quesadilla, but unless the quesadillas that we know are not really quesadillas, this was just like it was like a flat taco shell, soft taco shell. It had queso. It's like the cheese that they use for arepas. I don't know what the name of the cheese is in English. And then they put sweet plantains on it and then guacamole on top of it. Oh my God. It was so good. So good. So get down there. Get down to Rockaway Taco. When you go, bring cash. Yes.
Okay.
It's cash only. So if you ever get down there, go for it. Google it. I don't know the address. I was with a friend and we were able to walk over. She lives that close to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I need some of that in my life.
Yes, you definitely need to get there. Food is amazing. But yeah, it was fun. I had, even though it was a wet July 4th, the next day, crazy, was like beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, how, you know what, Mother Nature?
The whole weekend.
Yeah. What's going on, Mother Nature? How dare you? You ruined our fun.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Dare.
Yes, you got to put the bass in your voice when you say dare. How dare you?
Are you clutching your pearls?
Yes. You got to put your hand to your chest like, big gasp. How dare you?
How dare you?
The nerve. I can't take it. Woo!
That's what she said.
Yes, that's what she said, baby. She did. She did. Oh.
All right.
We're going to get into the show now. Enough shenanigans.
And tomfoolery.
Yes, indeed. All right. So, the World Cup is still going on. However, earlier this week, we watched Brazil get their asses tapped by Germany.
Yeah.
The match was crazy. It was like a bloodbath just watching it. And the thing is, it's like Brazil is the hosting team and they're in the quarterfinals. Semifinals. And they're in the semifinals and they got annihilated by Germany. Germany scored, I think, 5 points in a span of 18 minutes. Or five goals in a span of 18 minutes. That is outrageous because we could watch a soccer game for an hour and a half because that's how long they go for. And a team will only score one goal. If not, they go 0-0 and then it's up to penalty kicks.
Right.
So to see a soccer game where the score ends up 7-1, that is crazy to me.
I did not watch the game, but I was watching social media. And, yeah, it was crazy. Like, everything was like, oh my gosh, no, Brazil, y'all giving up. Like, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
For me to even just see that, to be like, whoa, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I think the funniest, I mean, it's not funny if it's your team and it's your country or whatever, but the funniest thing out of it was, like, those pictures of the horrified Brazilians.
Oh, my gosh. The Brazilians, oh, my, they were in shambles.
They were in shambles.
Oh, my gosh. The babies were crying. This one lady looked like one of her kids had been killed.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And these pictures were just, they were really bad. They were bad to see. Like, I kind of felt bad for them. Like, whoa, they are really, really, really hurt. I mean, I guess I would be too, mainly because I know that they spent so much money to be able to host the World Cup there. So much went into it. And for your team to get to the semifinals and then to lose like that, that's just got to be completely heartbreaking.
Yeah, somebody's
got to
lose, though.
Somebody's got to lose, but damn, they ain't got to lose that damn bad.
I know.
Ooh, 7-1, like, whoa. And Brazil is known for being very ruthless. I mean, you guys have seen City of God. That's a true story, City of God. I mean, there's a lot of dramatic, creativity and stuff like that. But City of God, that happens for real. So Brazilians don't play that shit. I felt bad for the goalie. I was like, oh my God, Lord help this goalie and his family. And I tweeted that. And then somebody was like, yo, his family is dead already. And I was like, oh no. I said, oh no.
Like, you have Tim Howard, who is black and everything in his and a mama.
Yo.
16 goals, and that's unheard of. But they let 7 goals
go through. Crazy. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, and we only lost, the U.S. only lost to Germany by 1 point. Like, we only let them score one goal.
I thought it was two.
Was it two?
I think it was two.
Did we have one?
I
think the score was 2-1.
I'm not sure about that, but I do believe that Germany scored two. Because I did watch that game.
Okay. Well, yeah, we definitely did not lose to them by that much.
Well, yeah, that's the moral of the story.
Right. So, like, how the hell did Brazil make it to the semifinals and let them, like, this is nuts. I mean, however, Brazil has a lot of World Cups and stuff like that, so maybe it's just not their year for them to shine. So, Yeah, that was crazy to watch. It was just really a really tough game to watch. I was just like, whoa, every goal. Like, I came in, I wasn't watching the game from the top. I came in when Germany was at 3 goals, and I was like, this is nuts. And so then it was a 4th one, then a 5th one. I said, huh? Is this really happening? Is this real life? It was crazy. So sorry for Brazil. And then, like, at the end of the game, they told German fans to wait so that they could get escorted out by police. Because I'm sure the Brazilians was going to try to kill them. And, you know, Brazilians were out there burning flags, which is kind of sad that you're burning flags. Like, that's
yeah,
not...
it's not that serious.
Yeah, it's not that serious. And you should still love your country. Like, why would you be burning your flags? Are you no longer Brazilian because you guys didn't win the World Cup? I mean, I know it's serious, but I hope it's not that serious. I really hope it's not. Anywho, moving on to our next topic.
So, it's been bubbling up on social media about street harassment, which is something that we talk about quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we go through quite often.
Right.
But now it's been picked up by the news site, News One, and they're running a chat. And I don't know, just kind of wanted to touch upon it and see how we felt, where, you know, and what everyone else's take is on street harassment.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, the hashtag that's been going around, and I think it was started by Feminista Jones, whatever her real name is. And it was called You Okay Sis. And her suggestion is, when a man sees a woman being harassed on the street, is, I guess, to intervene by saying something like non-threatening, like, hey, can you tell me what the time is? So that'll, like, divert the attention to that versus the man that's harassing her.
Right.
I'm not really sure how I feel about that. I do kind of think, part of me thinks that's a good idea, but part of me would think I'll be like, yo, like, what are you doing? Like, at the same time, I'm not really sure. What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. The thing is, I feel that men don't really intervene anyway. That's the problem. Like, they'll see a woman being harassed,
yeah,
and so they don't intervene at all anyway. Or they're coercing their friends to do it. Because, you know, you'll walk by... First of all, what I want to do is make a clear distinction between being complimented by someone on the street and street harassment. Those are two different things. So if I walk by and a man tells me, you look really nice today, of course I'm going to say thank you. If someone offers me a compliment, I say thank you. However, that does not give you the right to be able to follow me, grab onto me, do anything else other than go about your business like I'm doing mine. But also, catcalls, that's definitely street, harassment. Whistling. Like, the other day, I was walking down the street. I had on my workout clothes. Like, you can't even walk in your workout clothes because men will see your curvy body and just think that you are a piece of meat. So I'm walking to the train station to get onto the, you know, to get to the train to get to the gym. And this guy's, like, licking his chops and doing the Birdman hair. I'm like, ooh, baby. Child, I turned around and looked at him. I was like, ew. Like, stop that. Don't do that. And that's another thing. I know, ladies, and I hate that we have to be scared of men and what they're going to do to us. However, when you ignore it, that just, you know, reinforces the behavior and for them to do it to the next person. So for me, I don't ignore it. If somebody does something gross to me, matter of fact, I was with Ari the other day when we were when we went to the block party, the Do the Right Thing block party. As we were leaving, a man was doing that to me, and I turned and I looked at him and I turned my face up at him like, don't do that. Don't do that. People don't like women don't like when you do that. I don't know if this happens to men a lot, and I don't know if they don't like the attention. However, I don't want anybody coming up to me doing anything gross like that. Or so I would appreciate it if a man were to step in if he saw that I was being street harassed and he was like, hey ma'am, you know, can you tell me how to get to such and such and such place? I would rather that diversion than for him to go and tell the guy, yo, relax, or something like that. I don't want there to be an altercation, but a diversion would be nice.
Yeah, some kind of diversion. I don't know. I'm not really sure how I feel. I don't know, maybe it depends on what the diversion is. I'm trying to think of, like, myself and how I would react. And I feel like I would just walk away from both, like, just without thinking. But, and maybe just because it's not common, which is, you know, bad.
Yeah.
You know, that someone would step in and to try and stop that.
Right.
But something needs to be done. It's just, like, it's ridiculous to walk down the street and have to deal with this, like, on your own block.
Right.
On a daily basis.
Yeah. Like, you know, you know, I was cursed with good looks, so men are gonna stop. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, like honestly, though, I'm walking down the street. It never fails. Anytime I leave my house, I am approached by somebody. I'm approached by somebody, whether it be, you know, welcomed or not. Like today, I was walking home. And I had my phone in my hand because I was looking, I was trying to see where the closest post office is. And then this man's like, oh, put my number on your phone. Sir, first of all, you are missing a whole lot of teeth. Okay? So what would make you think that I would want to call you in the first place? How dare you even think that I would, the gall that you think that I would want to talk to your snaggle-toothed self. You got to get all the way out of here. It's not happening. It's not happening. And I just don't, you know what? I don't like people, so please don't talk to me. I don't like it. Or having someone grab on you in the street. I don't know why men think this is okay for a stranger nigga to come and grab on me. What is wrong with you? Have you lost your mind?
Like, really, what's wrong? That hasn't happened to me in years, like, since maybe I was, like, 23, like, after the club or something like that, where dudes just try and, like, grab your arm as you're walking by. But, it's disgusting. And it's like, what makes you think that you touching me or me ignoring you or me calling you gross and you still calling after me would make me want to be like, want to change my mind?
Yeah, like, you know what? You know what? He's so persistent. I think I just might. Nah, bruh. We don't want it.
And not only that, like, what would make you think, why would you want to be with me or want to even try and talk to me after you've made me so uncomfortable?
Exactly.
That's weird.
It is weird. Or, you know, like, or when they call out, like, your body part or something like that. Like, oh, look at that. You look at you with that fat ass. Why would I want to talk to somebody who's going to objectify me like that? Right. What do you have to offer me when all you see is a fat ass and that's how you approach me? You didn't approach me like the lady that I am. Even if you thought I was a thought, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Thoughts like to be treated like women, too. They like to be treated like ladies as well.
Hopefully.
But I don't know. You know, there's an old saying, you're going to catch more, you know, ants with honey than you do with vinegar, or more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. And you definitely, like, these men that are always approaching you need to do that. Again, yesterday, matter of fact, I'm walking down the street, walking home from the train. And this, I have somewhere to go. I'm trying to go home because I had to pee. So I'm like, hightailing it to the house, and he's like, excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? No, you may not. I have to go. I can't talk to you. I can't get a minute. No, why do I have to give you one? What did you do that I owe you a minute? I don't owe you anything. I don't even fucking know you.
Right.
I want to go home and go use the bathroom. Leave me alone. I don't know though. So again, I do love compliments. If I'm looking nice and someone says I look nice, I like that. I don't just dress nice for people to say nice things. However, when someone does notice, hey, it puts a little pep in my step. However, that pep is going to get me to the train station. It's not going to make, I don't have time to stop.
Right.
Like,
I think one of the things that, like, upsets me is that people who are our age, we see them online, And they make it seem like they're like it's okay. And yeah. That really worries me. Like, it's different when it's people that you don't know, but like when people who, I don't know, maybe you know on social media, or you know people who know of people, and they're like tweeting things that are like weird. It's just like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I will see these things and I'm just like, wow, I really wish I didn't know that you thought this way.
Right. For example, like the tweet that we saw earlier when someone was just like y'all walking this much and people harass you? Like, yeah.
Yeah, bitch, we live in fucking New York.
It happens. Like, it happens.
Yeah. Where y'all going that y'all doing all this walking and get all this street harassment in New York City? We don't need to drive that much. We can take the train. I don't know where you live, bitch, but we live in New York City. Like, she made me mad.
That made me very upset.
I was so upset. That, like,
especially coming from
a woman, right? Like, okay, cool. Nobody's street. Look, I've been street harassed in my damn car in Florida. Like, you have your window line, I'm like, hey, little girl, let me come, I'll let you, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I don't. Right. I have to go. Can I go where you going? No, I can't. Let me roll up this window because this motherfucker gonna keep talking to me if I don't stop, if I don't roll up my window.
Happens everywhere.
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 Everywhere. And that's the thing, like, it kind of, it frustrates me because men can't, it seems like the men can't fully understand the how much anguish it causes us when men are always trying to, like, I guess for men it would be great for them to have women all over them all the time trying to talk to them, but it does become a nuisance. Even if you're single or whatever, like, having someone always thinking that you have to talk to them because they are a man, it's just it's annoying.
Or when someone tells you that you have to, or like, you know, when you're walking down the street and you're like, smile.
Oh, child. They asked me, I tweeted that today, matter of fact. Somebody was like, why you look so mean? Because I am. Now get out of my face. Like, that's the plain and simple answer to make them leave you alone. Or when you don't want to stop and talk to them and then they call you out your name, they call you names, or they say, oh, I didn't want to talk to you in the first place, or you a dumbass bitch, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm the dumbass bitch, but you the one that's hollering after me while I'm, you know, going about my business, but I'm the dummy. Cool.
Right. And I think what really makes me upset sometimes, okay, I was just looking at this Facebook status and picture that someone put up, and he says, this is propaganda to divide the black community and further vilify black men and allow our sisters to become modern day Sally Hemings. Don't let them fool you. Wake up, people. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
This doesn't make any kind of sense.
I'm so tired.
What really frustrates me is that when it comes to black people, when it comes to black men in particular, everybody has to stand up for what's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, we can't see our black men in jail, you know.
Well, then stop stealing.
No. We can't see our black men in jail. People are getting thrown in jail for no reason or wrongfully. We need our black men to be in college. You know, our black men are being stopped and frisked on the side of the road. But it's like, black women, we can get street harassed.
Right.
We have to fight for our wounds. Like, we're not our hair, but we have, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That is like,
I don't want to, I'm not a bitch, I'm black, blah, blah, blah.
Right, so it's like, we have to not only deal with us, our issues, we have to deal with your issues, but we have to fight our issues by ourselves.
Right, yeah, it's exhausting. We got to be there to, you know, be your support system. However, when it comes to us, it's like we're just left alone.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, who's going to support us? Who's going to be the one to say, oh, we have to... I mean, there are some men. I'm not... I don't want to alienate the men who actually do step up for and stand up for the black women who are like, you know, we need to respect our sisters. We can't do this. We can't do that. Like, I appreciate those men. But I feel like they are really a minority when it comes to black male and female, you know, relations or whatever. Like, it's just really, really, it's awful. It's so awful. Oh, yeah, we can't be putting our black brothers down. We can't do this, da, 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 da. What the hell? What about us?
What about us?
What, like, about us?
You know,
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Oh, we've been putting too many black people in jail. Well, the ones who deserve to be there, they need to be there. If you didn't steal nothing, if you ain't, you kill that lady, if you ain't shoot your gun, then you wouldn't be in there. And that's not to say, I mean, street harassment is, it goes across all, you know, colors, race, all of that. Because I'm sure there are white women who are street harassed all the time by white men. I can't say that I've ever been harassed, street harassed by a white man. I've never been street harassed by a white man.
I have not.
Even in college, and I went to a mixed school. It was a lot of Hispanics because we're in Miami. But even in college, I can't say that I was ever harassed by a white person. However, I know that they do it. I know that they do it. So this is something that it's not just with the, I mean, we were speaking about it in the black community and in black Twitter. However, this happens to women all over the place, black, white, yellow, green, red, purple. I just wish that people, we were not just seen as things to have sex with, but human beings as well.
Yeah.
We are, you know, we're never, The word is slipping my mind right now, but we're not seen as humans. We're not seen as, you know, people like they are. We're just pieces of meat that they want to devour, and it's gross.
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know. I'm interested in seeing what gets brought forth by this discussion that Feminista Jones are going to have, because It's like you said, it's a nuisance. It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's just gross. Like, it's plain gross.
It is.
Like, to think that, first of all, like, for me in particular, to stray, like, a little off topic, but not really. Like, it's summertime. I have a little bit of a body. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To think that I, first of all, have to think about what I'm wearing all the time.
Right.
But then it's like, shit, it's hot outside.
Right.
I'm not going to go outside in jeans or in a long t-shirt or whatever, just in general. But to think that there's, first of all, women who can tell me how to dress when I'm at work, you know what I'm saying? And then to think of men who want to gawk at me, like, at any time just because.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I can't win.
Exactly.
Like, I can't win. I can't win because it's hot outside. I can't win because people have eyes. Like,
right. What can you do?
What can you do?
Yeah, it's really difficult. Where it's hot outside, you want to wear a pair of shorts, but you got a little bit of a booty, and people are going to look at it. You know, you want to wear a tank top, but you got breasts, so people are going to look at your breasts. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, I just want to be comfortable in my clothes and not have a bunch of people have things to say about me. I don't want to have women looking at me like, oh, she real skatel coming out there with those short shorts, and then another guy looking at me like, I want to know what that, like, ew, just don't. Like, it's so frustrating for you to have to think about what you're going to wear just to avoid having people approach you, period.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. You know, and I hope that this chat brings some awareness to some men. I'm hoping that people will read what's going on, really tune in and be like, wow, I never really understood it that way, but now I kind of do. And I guess this is a little bit off topic, but I know I've talked about this before with Dustin Hoffman, and he was in that movie, I think it was called My Fair Lady.
Or No, it's Tootsie.
Tootsie, where he had to dress up like a woman, and once he had on all the makeup and stuff, he went to the makeup artist, and the makeup artist was like, are you done? Like, I need more makeup. And the makeup artist was like, that's it. That's the prettiest you're going to get. And he started to sob. Because he was like, wow, if I was at a party, me, Dustin Hoffman, and saw the woman that's in this chair that I am right now, I wouldn't go and talk to her because she's not attractive to me. But him knowing who he is, he knows that he's very interesting. He's had such a great career, had done so much, and had so much to talk about. But because of the way that he looked as a woman, you know, people may not necessarily go and talk to her because she's not attractive. And so I'm hoping that this chat will do something like that for the men to realize, like, okay, you know, maybe I have seen a woman and I thought she had a great body, and I compliment or I talked about it in a very crude way. Maybe I'll find another way to approach a woman the next time that I find someone attractive and not just objectify her to, you know, her body parts. And actually want to make conversation with her. Maybe I'm hoping that that's what people will get from this chat.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll be tuning in.
Me too.
And retweeting. So if you follow us, he is at Lucky Star. That's LuckyStarz, like Zeta.
Yeah, that's right.
And I am at Ariel Sheree. We'll be retweeting.
Yeah, definitely.
By the time this episode comes out,
true.
What the discussion was like,
right? So maybe if you didn't get a chance to see the chat on, by the time you listen to it, maybe you can just go back onto our timelines and be able to catch up to the show.
Yeah,
I mean to the chat.
Right.
Anywho, moving on.
God, I think that was cathartic.
Yeah, it was very cathartic. We needed this. We needed it. I do. I actually feel like really light.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Good. So we are moving on to Today I Learned.
Yes. What did you learn today?
So today I learned how 911 became the emergency call number in North America.
Ooh, this is good.
Yeah. So before the 1960s, the United States didn't have one universal phone number for Americans to call if they needed help from the police or the fire department. Callers simply had to know the phone number for each department in the area they were currently in. That's crazy. In the case of large cities, there were often multiple police and fire departments covering different areas. Los Angeles, for example, had 50 different police departments and just as many phone numbers. Telephone operators would usually be left to direct emergency calls if the caller wasn't sure which department or phone number they needed. Oftentimes, there would be further delays upon getting the police or fire department on the line if the clerks who answered the phone were busy with another caller. Needless to say, this system wasn't optimized to get emergency help where it needed to go very quickly. To solve this problem, the National Fire Chiefs Association suggested a national emergency phone number in 1957. But it wasn't until 1967 that President Lyndon B. Johnson helped get the ball rolling. A report to President Johnson's Commission on Law Enforcement and Administration of Justice suggested that a single telephone number should be designated for callers to use in emergencies nationwide, or at least in major cities. The report also recommended that police departments have two phone lines, one for emergencies and another for regular business calls. That way, callers looking to report an emergency wouldn't be stuck on hold while the clerk helped someone who was simply looking for information. To make this universal emergency number a reality, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, partnered with the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, also known as AT&T. Oh, wow, I didn't know that's what AT&T stood for. In late 1967, to figure out what the number should be. After mulling it over, AT&T proposed in 1968 that the numbers be 911, and that should make up the new universal emergency phone number. Why the number is 911 specifically? Simply put, the phone number 911 is short, easy to remember, and can be dialed relatively quickly given the few digits. This is particularly important in old-style rotary pulse dialing phones. Whoa, do you remember those? Rotary,
yeah,
and pulse?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I want a rotary phone.
Me too!
I used to love them when I was like, we had one at our house. I was
like 10. Oh my gosh, I love rotary phones. So this was particularly important in old style rotary / pulse dialing phones, which were still popular when the 911 system was first implemented. The touchtone phone wasn't first widely introduced until 1963 and took a few decades to completely supplant rotary phones. In addition, the fact that it was only three digits meant the number could easily be distinguished from other normal phone numbers in AT&T's internal system and routed to a special location without too many changes to the AT&T network. So, Congress supported AT&T's proposal for 911 as a national emergency number and passed legislation to that effect in order to make things fair for telephone companies that needed to update their equipment and offices in order to handle the new 911 call system. The Bell System policy was created. The policy merged the cost of improvements into basic rates that telephone companies charge their customers. Just over 10 years after Congress established 911 as the country's universal emergency phone number, approximately 26% of United States citizens could dial 911 and be connected with their local emergency services. It might surprise you to learn that even just 25 years ago, in 1989, that number had risen only to 50%. However, just a decade after that, it rose to 93% of the country. Today, approximately 99% of people in the United States have access to 911 emergency number system. That's wild. I did not know that all of the United States did not have 911.
Me neither.
What? What do people who don't, what do they do? Send out smoke signals? This is crazy.
No clue.
Oh my gosh.
No clue.
Well, so that's where 911 came from. And I think in England, their number is 119.
Okay.
Yeah, it's backwards for them. It's 119.
And then that explains why everything else is like 411, 311, 511.
Right.
Because they are easy to remember.
Exactly.
211.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I do remember Pulse phones. Oh, those used to get on my friggin' nerves. The Pulse, like, you would dial 9 and it would pulse 9 times. Like, are you kidding me? Please give me a touch tone phone. I hate it.
A pulse phone.
So like if you, let's just say you dialed 911, it would pulse. It would go and then for one, it would pulse once and then pulse once again. So if you did my phone number 305-200, I'm not going to do the rest. It would be do and then zero, it didn't do anything, and then it would go do for 5, and then for 2 it would go do. Yeah, it was annoying as shit. Like, you'd be sitting waiting 10 minutes for it to dial a damn number. It was obnoxious. I hate Pulse phones. However, I love rotary phones.
Yes. So, I mean, the only thing obviously awful about a rotary phone is when you mess up the damn number, you gotta start all over.
Oh, my God. That's awful. I mean, well, you got to do that with all phones. Well, the older phones. You don't have, now we have the delete button where you can.
Yeah, worse when we had a rotary phone because you had to wait for that shit to spin all the way back around.
Oh my gosh, that damn rotary phone. I love it though. I love it. I wish I had one right now. Too bad I don't have any landlines. And it's dying, landlines.
Oh, when I get my own house, I'm definitely getting a landline.
I want a landline.
I just think they're cute.
I think they're necessary, actually. Your cell phone is not going to always work.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I learned this from someone who was going through, my coworker who went through Hurricane Katrina, was that their family had ended up having to, like, get rid of all their landlines because it took down, like, the power lines and other kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like it is necessary in some cases, but in other cases, I don't know. I want one.
Yeah. No, I mean, living in Florida, I mean, before cell phones and stuff like that, or when cell phones were just booming, and there would be hurricanes, and then, like, you know, cell phone, you try to call somebody and it's not working, but your landline worked. So I think it's good to have a landline in the house, and not a VoIP landline, not a VoIP phone. Like, you need one that's hooked up to the wall, because if your internet isn't working, then your phone ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just dumb.
Right.
Get a real phone.
I remember my grandma used to have a red rotary phone in the kitchen on the wall.
I love it. I love
it. The long ass cord.
I like the ones like the one that like Blanche has, where it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just so fancy.
The glamour one.
Yeah, I love those. That's what I want.
I want one of those too.
Yes, and I want it right next to my vanity. And so I can be on the phone while I'm putting on my mascara.
Are you going to be, like, in one of those robes and, like, those...
And the curlers, honey,
and the mules for around the house?
Yes, 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 and I'm going to have my curlers in. I'm going to be looking like Beyonce in the Irreplaceable video, honey.
And I'm going to be like, yes, bitch.
Yes! What, what? Okay, so what did you learn today, Ari?
Oh, man. Oh, we went off on a tangent. Okay, so I learned how the letter J came into play. It turns out that the letter J was actually the last letter to be put in the alphabet.
Really?
Uh-huh. So this is from dictionary.com. They said that the J is a bit of a late bloomer. It was the last letter added to the alphabet. It's no coincidence that I and J stand side by side. They actually started out as the same character. The letter J began as a swash, which is a typographical embellishment for the already existing I. So I guess like the little tail. With the introduction of the lowercase letters to the Roman numeric system, J was commonly used to denote the conclusion of a series of ones, as in XIIJ for the number 13.
Oh, okay.
So J's phonetic quest for independence probably came with the sound of the letter I. Originally a Phoenician pictogram representing a leg with a hand and denoting a sound similar to the Y in yes, I was later adopted by Semitic groups to describe the word arm, which in Semitic, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, languages begin with a J, also possessing the same Y sound as in yes. So both I and J were used interchangeably by scribes to express the sound of both the vowel and the consonant. It wasn't until 1524 when Gian Giorgio Trissino, an Italian Renaissance grammarian. How do you get a job as a grammarian?
Yeah, how do you do that?
He was known as the father of the letter J. He made the clear distinction between the two sounds. Trissino's contribution is important because once he distinguished the soft J sound, as in jam, he was able to identify the Greek lessis in translation for the Hebrew or the modern English Jesus, pretty much.
Hmm.
So, was how we got the letter J.
Look at that. Yeah, because in Italian, they don't have the letter J or the letter W.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of the Greek alphabet now, and there is no J in the Greek alphabet.
So, what this made me think about was, like, I mean, I never thought about, like, the order of the letters. I don't know. I just thought, you know, the alphabet is the alphabet.
That's right.
What came to be. So it made me wonder, first of all, how did they make the order for the alphabet?
Yeah.
Number one. And number two, like, when did all of the letters come into play? Like,
yeah.
What was the first letter? I mean, I'm not going to look it up now. But it does bring some questions in there.
It does.
That's what I learned.
Well, look at that. That's fascinating.
Is it fascinating?
It is. It is because I took Italian in college, I didn't understand. I was like, how can they not have the letter J? But now it makes sense to me why they didn't have the letter J, because it wasn't a letter. And Italian is a very old language. I mean, it came from Latin. So, when I saw that there was, again, there was no letter J and there was no a letter W there's in their language or in their alphabet, it was quite weird to me. But now, like I said, this makes complete sense now. I get it now. Because it wasn't a letter.
Right. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
And if it wasn't for the letter J, I would never have my last name that I'm not telling you.
That's right. That's right. We're keeping secrets on this show, baby. I'm not giving you my phone number. She's not giving you her last name, honey.
Not gonna request me on Facebook, but then again, it's not on there either.
Not today.
Not today, so. Aw, man. So, now that we got that out the way.
Yes.
We hope school's out.
Yes.
No homework.
You ain't got no homework. Unless you're doing summer reading.
Yeah,
Yes, TV time. So,
yeah.
Over the July 4th weekend, I'm going to say this. Rad Seed has been telling me for forever to watch Workaholics. And I finally did, against my will, over the weekend. I was at somebody's house and they put it on. So I'm just like, oh, I'll turn this off. However, it was so funny. I was hysterically laughing. Hysterical. I was like, this show is hilarious. I don't know why I never watched it. I'm sorry, Rad Seed, for not watching the show when you told me to. But I have. I've already watched. I'm on season 4. And there are 4 seasons. And I'm on season 4. I have been watching it. That's because, I mean, it's 30 minutes. They're 30-minute episodes. It's, I don't know if you guys have ever watched it. It's 3 guys who work at a telemarketing place. And they met each other, you know, or they give you the story. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But they meet each other when they were younger. And they end up, you know, working in the same spot doing telemarketing. And they just find themselves in the weirdest and funniest situations. And I love the comedy. It's a little physical, a little bit, which I usually don't like. However, there's a lot of smart comedy in there as well.
Yeah.
So the mezclav of the two is just a great blend of comedy. And so the people, it's Blake Thompson, I think his name is, Adam Devine, and
Blake Anderson.
There we go. Blake Anderson. And then Anders, I can't remember his last name right now. Anders. Holmvik?
Yeah.
But is that his last name on the show, though?
Yeah.
But you know Anders is a name in real life.
Yeah, they're all their
Yeah, all of their names are their real names. So, Anders has been on the Mindy Project. He played the priest, the sex-having priest.
Yeah. What was his name? Henry or something like that?
Who cares? I hated him on that show.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Adam, he plays the Manny on Modern Family. And it's so funny because he's so Christian on Modern Family and he's disgusting on Workaholics. So for me to be introduced to him as this sweet little church kid on Modern Family and to see how nasty he is, he's always talking about titties and dicks and stuff like just like, oh my gosh.
And I think he's hilarious on Modern Family.
Yes, he is. He's so cute. I love him on Modern Family. I want him to be my boyfriend because I love him. Yeah, and then Blake, he cracks me up. I love his hair. I love how nervous he is around girls. His voice. I love Blake. Like, this show is just funny. The Asian guy, Wayman, and that's his real name. I want to know how he got that name, but he cracks me up as well. The black guy, I think his name is Cecil. I don't know if his name is Cecil. It just fits for a black guy. His name is Montez. Montez is his name. He cracks me up as well. The show is just funny. Please watch it if you haven't watched it yet. Please tune into it. Go check it out. Workaholics. It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime. And if you can't find it on one of those things, I'm sure you can find it streaming on one of these watchseries.to.lt.
Backslash porn.
Right. Like, God, I hate watching. I do not like watching shows on those things because they have these obnoxious porn ads on the side. Like, you have to make sure you put it on full screen. But, like, what if you're at work and you're just trying to watch it on the side, you know, trying to listen? You can't have it on full screen. However, if you don't have it on full screen, you're going to see some Sailor Moon girl getting dick from some black guy. Like, what?
It's outrageous.
Oh, my gosh.
You just got to make sure that you just click the X as soon as they pop up. It's some nonsense.
Oh, my gosh. It's gross.
I hate it so much. And then, like, it's worse. Like, the worst part about it is, like, when you're in the middle, okay, you finally got your show up. And you're finally watching it. And then you hear the ad playing on another one in the background of it. It's
like,
on the same page.
Right.
All
like, no.
All your shit is full screen.
Stop
and
it.
Like, WTF.
Ugh. So that's my show. What about Ari? I saw you tweet about it.
Yes.
Power.
Yes.
With 50 Cent.
Yes.
My boo.
So I watched this because really good. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. And I was not expecting to like it. What so freaking ever.
Really? Why were you not expecting to like it?
Just because, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really know what it was about, but...
Yeah, neither do I, so tell us.
Okay, so Power pretty much is about... It's about everything that you would think that 50 Cent is involved in. Like, he executive produced the show. He was in one episode, but it's about this man named Ghost. He just opened up this club pretty much, and it's like, you know, it's popping. He wants to get it, you know, like, to be really, really big, of course. Everyone's coming to his club. However, he's also a drug dealer, and he's trying to get out the drug game and make his club his only source of income. Mm. But there's, like, people trying to take him down. He's still doing shady things. There's drugs. There's sex. There's murder.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like a hood novel, but, like, way better. Like, I'm not into hood novels anymore. Like, I grew out of that phase, and we know that Diddy never liked them.
Never.
But, like, the acting is pretty good. It's shot very well. It takes place in New York City. The storylines are really good. I only have one gripe with it. The guy Ghost, who's played by fine-ass Omari Hardwick.
Ooh.
Yes, girl.
Ooh, I need to watch this show, honey.
Yes.
I've been meaning to.
Yes, and the first episode is on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Which is awesome. But his wife is played by Tori Naughton, formerly of 3LW fame. And he's, like, 40 years old in person, and she's, like, 27 in real life. So that's the only thing that wasn't really believable.
Yeah.
About it, like, they're trying to portray her as being older than what she is, and because I know how old she really is, it's not coming off as authentic.
Mm, okay.
But for the most part, like, everything else, like, Ghost definitely is an ancient dude, and you'll see. I'm caught up.
Caught up?
It's only, like, well, except for the latest episode. But there's been 5 episodes so far, and it's already been renewed for a second season. It shows on Stars. And I have to watch them on one of those GTO.LU whatever sites. but it's really, really good. I think you might like
it. No, I've been wanting to watch it. As soon as I heard 50 Cent had a show, I was going to watch it because I got to support my baby. Because, you know, I love 50 Cent. A lot of people may not know this, and people don't get it. They're just like, what? I would never peg you to like 50 Cent. I love him.
Me neither.
I love him. And then, so I watched him on Watch What Happens. I mean, I've always known that he's had, like, personality and that he's a little funny. However, he had me cracking up when he was on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
He's just got so much charisma. And although I'm going to need him to put just a little bit of bass in his voice. And make, when he says his words, be more forceful like he is when he raps. Because when he talks, you know, in real life, he's just like real. I'm like, look, I need you to tell me, pick up the bottles when I tell you to do it. Like, don't, all this, you know what I'm saying? I don't like when people mumble. Like, say what you got to say and mean it.
I wonder if it's because he talks out the side of his mouth.
Maybe. Oh, God, I forgot he got shy. Oops. But he be mad, like, angry on his songs. Don't laugh at me.
No, you sounded like it was a real mistake. Like, oops, I forgot.
Yeah, I did. I forgot he got shot in the face.
Yeah.
And bullets went through his face. So maybe that's the reason why he talks like that. But, like, his words, like, they're very misty when they come out. It's just, like, so soft. And it's just, like... I feel like his tongue barely touches the roof of his mouth when he talks. Like, no. I need you to enunciate when you speak. That's what I need. Like, Heather.
Heather Dubrow.
Yeah, Heather Dubrow. You know she be enunciating. I told you not to do that. And I really do think that she talks like that because she's an actress and because of diction courses and things like that. Honestly... Still going off topic, but I feel like Heather Dubrow must have had, like, a speech impediment where she talked like this all the time, and that's the reason why she had the diction classes. Like, I feel like she had that baby talk. And so now That's why she speaks so clearly and concise when she does speak.
Probably. I mean, that's definitely a theory.
It's a theory. It hasn't been proven, but I feel like it is. And I'm never wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. Oh, another side note, guys. There's this woman who does these astrology videos on YouTube, and she did every single sign, like what it's like to date your sign. She had me and Didi down to a science with our signs.
Completely.
It was scary. I think she's a witch.
She has to be. She has to be because...
But it was hilarious.
It was. It's absolutely funny. Check her out. Her name is Deborah Silverman. Type in Deborah Silverman into YouTube and then your sign, and it'll pop right up. And she does like this little, like, you know, skit of what it would be like to date you, like Ari said. And the one, you know, Capricorn and Libra, like, I was just like, are you? I was like, does she know me? Right. The way that she was talking, I was like, oh my God, she must know me. This is so crazy. Because you know what? And I watched all the other ones. And I was like, I was watching Aries, and I don't know that many Aries women, and I couldn't relate to it at all. I was just like, I don't know if they're like that. I don't know if they're like that. But when I saw Libra, because I have a lot of friends that are Libras, and I have a lot of friends that are, you know, Tauruses. Of course, I'm a Capricorn. I have a lot of female friends who are Scorpios. So when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, that is so-and-so. That's Ari. That's Niche. Oh my God, that's Jessica. Oh my gosh, this is me and Nadine. Like, it was crazy to me. But the other signs, like Aquarius women, I don't really know.
No, that one was true.
It was spot on? Yeah. Pisces was dead on.
Yeah.
I'm sure they... I know they were all, oh yeah, Cancer was dead on.
No, I think Cancer made me laugh the most.
Yeah, Cancer was funny. Her and that damn popcorn and them sheets and pillows.
Man,
I loved it. I loved it.
They were all spot on.
They were all spot on. So check it out. Go and check out Deborah Silverman and then check your sign. And you should really... It's going to blow your mind how well she knows you without knowing you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So, this week, we're not going to have a special segment. Well, we do, but it's not like Grind Your Gears or Beauty Time or blah, blah, blah. Actually, because it's July 11th, and so it is Cheer Up the Lonely Day. That is very, very sweet. What is Cheer Up the Lonely Day, Ari?
Well, Cheer Up the Lonely Day, it was created by a woman named LJ Pesek. It was created by her father, Francis Pesek, and they were from Detroit, Michigan. She revealed that her father was a quiet, kind, wonderful man who had a heart of gold. And he got the idea as a way of promoting kindness toward others who are lonely or forgotten as shut-ins or in nursing homes with no relatives or friends to look in on them. So Francis chose this day because it was his birthday.
Aww. This is actually really sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And now I don't know any nursing homes around here, but I think I want to go do that. Just go to a nursing home and just go say hi to someone.
Yeah, or even like, you know... someone on the street.
Yeah. You know, I'm from the South, so I always say good morning. I'm from the South and my parents are Caribbean. So I see people on the street, I say good morning. If I'm, you know, it's the evening time, I'm walking my dog, I say good evening. You know, I like to do that. It's nice. It's nice to just say the, you know, greet somebody. You never know what's going on with them that day. You know, if you have a friend who you haven't seen in a long time, maybe send them a card or send them an e-card. And yeah. Just cheer them up. Or, yeah. You know, if you have the means, send someone some flowers just because. I am a fan of just because gifts. I love them. I love giving them and I love receiving them.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to just, you know, put a smile on somebody's face. And to have that satisfaction to know that you're the person who did it, that's just, it just feels so good.
Right.
To make somebody happy. So if you know somebody who's lonely, you know, maybe invite somebody out for a drink or, you know.
Or do their favorite activity.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Anything. Like, hey, yeah.
I saw this was going on. I wanted to invite you. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. So get out there and go cheer up somebody lonely. You know what? Because I know a lot of nursing homes, they like to let dogs come by. Like, they do the little therapeutic thing with dogs and let them come see the dogs. Cody loves people, and people love Cody. I would bring her over, but she needs a haircut. So it's just going to have to be me, and I'm just going to have to work my charms. But, yeah, I think I want to do that. I want to go to a nursing home and just, you know, talk to somebody who doesn't have any friends. Hopefully, that would be weird, though, if they were just like, bitch, who are you? Like, you know how old people are. Old people be getting mean in their old age.
They do. Mean and ornery.
Yes. But maybe I could just, like, bring, you know, somebody a card or something like that and make them happy. Something. That's nice. That's
real. Yeah. Or
chocolate. Or chocolate. But you know, they all got the sugar, honey, so you can't be bringing them no chocolates. I got the sugars.
But yeah, I mean, there's no way of knowing a stranger is lonelier or something like that.
Yeah.
So just cheer someone up that might be having a rough day, too.
Yes, yes. Or, you know, someone who's feeling kind of lonely and, you know, is being recluse. Maybe you can't get them out, but maybe you can get to them. Or maybe you can just, you know, like we said, send an e-card, send some flowers, send an edible arrangement. I love edible arrangements, but don't give me no damn melons. I hate melons. Ugh. Hate them. I don't like watermelon.
Or make your own edible arrangement.
Yes. Just buy some strawberries and put it in chocolate and send it to me. I'm lonely, so you guys can do that for me. And if you know me and you know where I live, bring me some chocolate-covered strawberries to cheer me up. That'd be great. And don't forget the champagne either. Oh, this sounds like this is a date. All right,
guys, this girl
is turned. You're up the lonely day. It's 21
hours. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You are tripping.
I am, and a half, and a half. Pack light, baby. Pack light.
No way.
Oh, so is it cocktail time?
I think so. See, what are we having?
Okay, well, we have the get happy. Since it's gonna be cheer up the lonely day, you need a drink to make you and your friends happy. So what you're gonna need is ice, 3 ounces of blanco tequila. That means white tequila. And we're going to show you how to make it spicy if you do want to make it spicy. 1 ounce of Grand Marnier, 2 ounces of fresh lime juice, and for garnish, you can have some extra lime slices, salt, and jalapeno slices. So this is what you're going to do. If you want to spice up your tequila, add a slice of jalapeno to a bottle or jar. The tequila will take on a flavor quickly, so you only need to let it marinate for about an hour or two, if that, when you're using a small jar. Rim your glass with the lime juice from the extra lime slices and salt if desired, and then set aside. Fill a cocktail shaker with ice, tequila, Grand Marnier, and lime juice. Shake well, and then strain into a glass. Voila! You have the get happy, baby.
I like it.
I like it, too. It sounds delicious, and I love spicy things.
Yeah, you sure do.
Spicy things that would really cheer me up. They make me happy.
There you go.
Yes. So, get happy. And cheer up. And is that the end of our show?
Oh, that is the end of our show.
Oh. Well, I know you're sad now, but go make yourself a drink and then you'll get happy.
All right. Let's get drunk. Just kidding. Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, you're all adults. Do what the hell you want.
Whatever.
Drink responsibly.
Exactly.
We've never said that before.
No, we tell people to nap responsibly.
That's more important.
That is more important. That is the most important thing. Take a nap.
You can always sleep off your drunk.
Oh my gosh, I just realized I said take a nap. That's such an up north thing. I mean, have a nap.
What you mean?
No, because up north you guys say take a nap. Down south we say have a nap.
I have a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have a nap.
Huh.
Yeah, it's different. But I've been up here so long that take a nap is now in my vocabulary.
It's funny, like when I'm at work and I'm really tired and I can't function, I don't even say like I need a nap or whatever. I just say like, I want to go to bed.
Yes.
Just, like, shut the whole thing down. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed.
at me like, who says that? Like, you don't say nap. You just say you want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I want the whole bed.
Yeah, screw a nap.
I want to take it down like Chris Brown.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so where can we find you, Ari?
Well, if you weren't listening before.
Yes.
You can find me on the Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Shalini. And where can we find you, Dee?
You can also find me on the Twitter and Instagram, Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. You can find us, the show, on Twitter, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. And we are also on Facebook, facebook.com/Catnaps and Cognac. We're on the Spreaker Network. Search Catnaps and Cognac. We are on iTunes. iTunes.
Now.
Search for Catnaps and Cognac. And while you're there, rate us and, you know, give us 5 stars. And, you know, leave us a nice comment. And you can also find the other 71 episodes, because I know sometimes, you know, iTunes be funny and they only give you the last 20 episodes. So if you want to go back and listen to episode 1, check us out on our website, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. You can also send us an email, catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. You can send us your grind, whatever grinds your gears. And we're also taking letters for Ask Ari and Deed. So if you have any questions that you guys would like, you know, for us to answer, like advice or something like that, please send us an email, because we would love to give you our advice, especially me, because I know you need it.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's it. I think I got them all. Oh, and don't forget, of course, to go and like our page on Facebook. And I think that's it.
That is it.
All right. Well, we will see you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Bye.
Bye.